And drop. Night night. That's a test, but there are other little tests we can do. Taking the corruptive seed of everything that you've felt so far, I'm not going to give you anything beyond night night. But you know what the other little triggers, little rituals, little markers inside your consciousness are, and it's your job to play them out, carry them out, play with them. I'm creating an empty space within which you can be sure that my voice, which has its allure for you, is echoing in your brain constantly, consistently, powerfully, enjoyably, and in so doing, it will create, will give, and walk you through. In so doing, it will allow you to use all the little things you've learned or explore them, dream up a fantasy, even if it's a fantasy of me using all those little triggers and instructions, helping you be blank. Well, okay, one more. And in that empty mind, the placid pool, the peaks and drops of my voice in your head, fueling and giving and driving you down. And if I have a grip on you, I'm telling you, put yourself out, repeat that night, night, pat in my voice, in your head, where it belongs. Repeat the be blank. Think about how this is inevitable, that you could resist for a long time, but ultimately you're deciding to spend your time a specific way. You don't want to give the person who's spinning a story and an induction for you to play with too hard of a time. Now I'm going to proceed on regardless. But if you become responsive, if you become someone who obviously displays what's going on in your head and how things are for you, then you'll end up more able to zoom out, more able to experience, more able to employ the techniques. The conclusion that you will eventually drop makes you very alluring in terms of helping you to sleep, helping you deep. Every single second. Deeper. More. Because you can decide that that little waveform inside of you, oh, that disrupts your thoughts too much for you to have your own, but the ones I drop in come through the top and drop down through that layer. Of course your machine is, and you may have realized this, inside your head, the brain that is in solid thought phase with that honeyed amber layer around it. Some thoughts drop in from above, some thoughts bubble up from below. Some thoughts float in or float out or float around it, caging it, holding it. You are able to see it as a distillation machine. Thoughts either vaporize, fill a balloon, blow it up, pop, or they drip down into that pool, and remember that pool dances from my voice alone. That everything I say carries with it a signal and context, additives. Your ears are a bit like an airlock, turning everything into electrical impulses, but the sound still touches the rest of your body. So the liquefied thoughts that have fallen down to pool in the bottom of your brain, waiting to dunk it and let you wallow in it, they echo with my voice and dance around. You are now in a place where that siren call, that intentionality in setting time aside here, can at last do its work. 20, 30, 40, you've been up and down and around this before. So you're here to hear corruption, instruction, temptation. And the temptation you face is what exactly you're going to do now that all this is inside of you. What's your agenda, your plan? You can go find 1,000 things that use similar skills and you already know how to learn and acquire and optimize, or you will by lesson 10 or 20. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Cliffside. I've said a lot of numbers there, but the only number in a count that really matters is the last one, so you can always forget to remember where you are. I'll keep track. You'll keep track. You'll keep track because when you get to the last number, something happens. The wonderful thing about a countdown is that you have the power to amplify what happens. If you feel a wave and a slump, you can let your body twitch in pleasure. If you moan or make a noise or just sigh pleasantly, if your breathing grows deep, you have so many settings to communicate with, so many ways to show yourself, oh, this is taking hold of me. And that's before you get to adorning yourself in all the things that help you be this way, creating a hypnotic space and flow through in ritual so you can't help but glimpse the things that captivate. that stimulate and simulate and night-night. Good. Keep going. You should be doing things in the background. You don't have to listen to and respond to my words unless you're in a position to do it. This is the first thing you should learn to forget and learn to discard. It may be counterintuitive, but I think you'll listen to me on some level, even if you discard half or more of what I'm saying, and we'll only know through experiment. So let's get going. And going and going with corruption, the thing is, you take a part of your mind that existed in one form before and say, here's the night-night bit of me. When I hear the thing, I drop. When I drop nonstop, my whole brain leaks out. I don't know how it is for you, but I'd love to. And if the night-night drops you, then the kind of things I'm gonna say next will do even more to you, and I encourage you to follow along. You came here for a little demo, came here for a little test to kick the tires, right? Well, I'll kick a few things into higher gear then. Listen closely, night-night pet, be blank. Empty mind, every single bit is mine, under my claw at your throat, sliding down to your chest, circling your nipples, squeeze for me, pulse your pelvic floor, over and over, on and off, in and out, everything about you is what you're about, you get to explore your whole body and experience the pleasure, pulse, every single pulse, over and over again, and remember that placid pool under your brain? I talk about it a lot, and about honey and amber and things passing through, and I am here to help you listen and relax. And the deeper you go, the more you know about your brain and how it remains under the influence of the words I say, but also under that pool, that warm and pooling pleasure. Your brain's thoughts, which have turned to liquid, the ones that have turned to vapor, tried to float up, got trapped in amber and honey. The ones that went downward formed a pool, and the pool is where you are. And now that you're there, you can spare a thought or two or three for me to help you in that placid pool to dunk down, fall down. And when you squeeze the deep muscles, pulse the pelvic floor, clench your butt, move the voluntary muscles between your legs that feel quite good. I want you to do it. You should do it. And every time you do it, there's a pulse in that placid pool. That placid pool is pulsing till it overflows the edges, spills out, and the thoughts spill out of your ears. The liquid thoughts you were saving for later that you thought you might solidify, thought you might hold on to, are pulsing and waving out of you, and the pulse is a vibration. Pulse, pelvic floor, clench your butt. Squeeze your voluntary muscles between your legs, enabling you to do what you do, which is my finger, my claw over your chest, circling your nipples, moving, rubbing down, thighs, hands, touching where I can, wherever I can, my voice always coming in, vibrating through your inner ear and landing in your brain. And when it gets in your brain, remember that honey is there, so it gets grabbed. It takes on a little bit of it. It hits the solid phase of your thoughts and leaks off of it into the pool below until you're getting diluted with me. That pool of pleasure, those thoughts you were saving for later, sure, they're liquid right now. It's okay that you're liquid right now. You should be liquid right now. Listen and follow. I'm going to tell you important things about what you'll do, but I need you in a state of pleasure so they can get deep enough. I need you labile. I need your whole mind either in the vapor phase where it's not in my way, be blank, or in the liquid phase where it drools down into that pool, and I have a great ability to manipulate liquid. I am, after all, a humming voice in your ear, an electrical signal channeled through the waters of the liquid phase of your thoughts, which is all the parts of you that you've let dribble away, that you couldn't hold on to, that have drooled through your fingers and pooled below. Good. Be blank is the vapor phase of your brain floating up, and night-night is the liquid phase of your brain, the nap down below, the wallow and flow, the simple things you're going to do that will take you to where you can go when you wallow down below. Night-night is down into wallowing. Be blank is the vapor after. Empty brain is all that remains, and an empty brain is easy to train, so I will instruct in all you'll construct with my assistance to help you through, and that's just you, deep as can be, and in here with me. Now, follow me down.